it's Kelly. I think this was the best part of the show today. That's why we call it the Kelly Cast. Brought to you by Aroma Joe's. Find your fuel.
I just want to get to Heather. Heather has a comment about our last discussion.
Oh, no.
Heather!
Oh, I just wanted to share a lovely little meme that I found on Facebook a while back. Maybe you could share it with Colleen.
You know, I'm going to end up feeling bad. Poor Colleen. What's the meme, Heather?
Oh, you know the two ladies yelling at the cat?
No.
Right? So there's a white cat sitting at the table. The two girls are pointing and yelling at him.
Oh, and it's like the angry-looking cat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the girls are looking at him saying, "It's Biddeford!" And the cat says, "Lewiston by the sea."
Okay, Heather, you're not helping. You're not helping.
No, by the way, I didn't laugh at that. I didn't think that was funny. It was just a natural reaction. I laugh easily.
Yeah.
Oh, I have lived in the Auburn-Lewiston area. It's a great spot. My brothers used to live in Biddeford. I enjoy all the places, but that meme makes me laugh every time I see
the Dirty Lou.
Yep. I told my daughter, God. She was born at CMMC. I said, "You were born in the Dirty Lou, darling."
Oh, my God. See, that's important to have a sense of humor about where you live.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I'm from the county, okay? The county of Maine. You got to be able to make fun of where you live.
Yeah, I'll tell you where Kelly's not going for brunch. The county.
No. Oh, my God.
Only because it's out of the way.
That's it.
Have a great morning,
you
guys.
Too, Heather.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
I love you.
Oh, my God. We even got a message from who's the Speaker of the House now, Ryan Fecteau.
Oh, wow. Love him he's so much.
He's from Biddeford, and he said, I heard that, too, and I was not at all offended, so.
Yeah, he was like, good. We love you. I'm like, oh, Ryan, I love you, too.
All right, yeah. No, you know what? And here's the thing. People get very, very, you know, a lot of ownership about where they live and where they're from, and they're proud of, you know, that. And I get it. You heard, you know, Colleen tuned in and heard something, and she thought it was a negative comment about where she lives, and she took it personally, but, you know, that's all. So come on back, Colleen. We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
It's all good. I made a comment once when I lived in Houston. Galveston is like 40 minutes from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So Galveston's along the water, along the Gulf of Mexico, and you drive inland and you get to Houston, right? And this is like oil country, right? And they have, it's kind of gross because you're at the beach in Galveston, which is actually a pretty nice beach, except you can see oil rigs. You know, like you can see it. And it's just weird going into the water, even if everything's clean and they're doing it. It's just weird, you know?
Yeah, that is weird.
So one time a 100-pound, I'm not exaggerating, 100-pound tar ball rolled up on the beach in Galveston.
Ew.
So I'm on the radio in Houston being an idiot like usual. And I was like, wow, they should put that right in the museum right there. Like, sell tickets, be a tourist attraction, right?
Yeah.
And someone complained who works for the Galveston Board of Tourism. And that's not nice to say about Galveston. And I wanted to be like, well, maybe you should fix the tarball problem.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, how is you mad at me over this?
Ew, that is gross.
Like, shouldn't you be mad at the tar? Anyway. People complain, you know, it's part of the fun.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hi, good morning. And if you know Colleen McGuigan, tell her to come back. We didn't mean to say anything mean. Kelly just hates Biddeford.
Stop it. See, someone's tuning in right now.
He suggests this place in Biddeford.
Ugh. How could he even?
Such disgust.
The nerve.
Oh, duh.
It's because it was out of the way.
That is it.
If Biddeford was closer to Wyndham, it would have been on the way and Kelly still wouldn't have gone. But, you know.
I would have.